This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The global price of the digital currency Bitcoin went on a roller coaster ride this week after China's government made it virtually impossible for Bitcoin exchanges to accept deposits in Chinese currency. One of those exchanges is called BTC China, the biggest Bitcoin exchange in the world. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz takes us inside BTC's operations in Shanghai.
For a global exchange handling nearly $100 million worth of trading a day, I was picturing shiny glass offices overlooking an impressive trading floor. But when I arrived to the office of BTC China, I squeezed past two dozen employees cramped inside a 1,500-square-foot room to get to CEO Bobby Lee. Lee says 6 months ago, when he started BTC China, this tiny space worked fine.
But to our surprise, roughly 6 months ago, we're now practically full. We have 30 people here. And it's been a wild ride.
It's fast.
Very fast. It's Bitcoin time. Very fast.
And in a Bitcoin minute, Li's Bitcoin exchange just lost its ability to accept deposits in Chinese currency. The People's Bank of China told third-party payment providers, Chinese equivalents of PayPal, to stop working with Bitcoin exchanges.
A third-party payment company is critical to our daily operation. If we are ever told that we no longer have the ability to work with third-party payment companies, then certainly our business model is going to be at risk.
Before China's government became involved, a single Bitcoin was worth more than $1,000. Today, it's worth half that. This roller coaster ride is thanks to Bitcoin's enormous popularity in China, a country where people have few good investment options and where speculating is sport. It's attracted a certain type of person. 9 of every 10 Chinese who owns Bitcoin are like office worker Xiao Xiao, male, under 40, and college educated. Xiao says he's not scared of China's new Bitcoin rules.
China's government hasn't completely banned Bitcoin here. In fact, it can't. It can try to ban investment in Bitcoin, but it can't stop it.
It is a digital currency, after all, says Xiao. As long as you have an internet connection and at least one place in the world that allows an exchange to operate, Bitcoin will survive. When I tell Xiao how much Bitcoin's price has fallen this week, he looks surprised. He hasn't been checking the markets.
I didn't know the price dropped that much. I think I'll wait a couple of days and see what happens.
And if the price of Bitcoin drops further, Xiao says he'll buy more. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.